Right now, it is time for us to check sports. And in sports, we'll start off with the Mets. Why not? Max Scherzer cruised. Pete Alonso drove in 5 runs. The Mets beat the Phillies. He had 5 runs with a homer and 2 doubles. I tell you what, he was just a terrific find for the New York Mets. So there you go. Let's hear it for the Metsies. Meanwhile, the Yankees fell to the Blue Jays 6-4 yesterday. Taking a look at other games that took place yesterday in the Major League Baseball, the Red Sox downed the Tigers by a score of 9-7. So we've covered all the local teams in baseball. We don't care about the Dodgers. We don't care about any of that stuff. We don't care about that at all. Just the local things. Well, Baker Mayfield came out with some comments yesterday. He said he feels disrespected by the Browns following the trade for Deshaun Watson. Quote, I feel disrespected 100%. He said that on the air, that aired Wednesday, and went on to say, quote, because I was told one thing and they completely did another. That's why I'm in the middle of right now, end quote. So still don't know where he's going to wind up playing. Now, Mayfield is still on the Browns roster, but likely will be traded. They thought he would go to Indianapolis. Now he says Seattle Seahawks would probably be the most likely option after they traded any longtime starter, Russell Wilson, to Denver Broncos. Quote, I'm ready for the next chapter, the next opportunity, because the only one I'm guaranteed with the next sport is 1 year. End quote. Mayfield went on to say he had 4 head coaches in 4 years, multiple coordinators, and a general lack of stability during his time in Cleveland. And he's absolutely right about that. Derek Carr has got a 3-year extension from the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders, listen to me. The Las Vegas Raiders, 3-year extension. A 3-hour cruise. All right, what else can we talk about here? Oh, I know what we can talk about. We can talk about Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson made a great point, as far as I'm concerned. He blasted the Dodgers for pulling Clayton Kershaw amid a perfect game bid. Kershaw, in his season debut, was simply, I guess you could call it, magnificent, striking out 13 batters and had a perfect game through 7 innings. But the Dodgers made the decision to remove him after 80 pitches at Target Field, which drew a reaction from Reggie Jackson. Clayton Kershaw, perfect game, 80 pitches, take him out. What's this game coming to? One of the area's best, and I tell you, take him out with a perfect game in the 7th, 7-0, Dodgers winning. Take him out. This is baseball. Please, people that have never, ever played, get out of the way. I don't disagree with that. Give Kershaw his chance to get that perfect game. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyway, that's that. We can go over to the NBA now because they are in the play-in tournament. Of course, we know that the Nets won the play-in tournament game, their game, and the Timberwolves did too. The Hawks and Pelicans also won. Now, for the playoffs, when they start, round one, the Jazz will take on the Mavericks, Timberwolves against the Grizzlies, the Raptors against the 76ers, the Nuggets against the Warriors, the Nets against the Celtics. That should be a lot of fun. The Bulls against the Bucks, the Raptors against the 76ers, the Jazz against the Mavericks, and the Nuggets against the Warriors, the Timberwolves against the Grizzlies. It's just the Nets, though, against the Celtics. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go on to the National Hockey League. The Rangers blanked the Flyers yesterday 4-0, the only local team in action yesterday. Today, the Bruins will take on the Senators at 7 p.m. The Islanders will take on the Penguins at 7 p.m. today. And coming up tomorrow, the Islanders take on the Canadiens. All right. Once again, taking a look at the standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins, where they've been all season long. Fourth place, but they're locked in with 95 points, only 1 point out of third place. So they're having a great season. In the Metropolitan Division, what a race between the Hurricanes and the Rangers. The Hurricanes in first place with 104 points. The Rangers in second place with 102. They both have 48 wins. The Hurricanes have two more ties. That's the difference. The Islanders have 77 points. The Devils have 58 points. So, good year for the Rangers. Good year for the Bruins. And that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.